Welcome to WDKS. This is your episode 7 headlines. Mike is in trouble. The spicy test. Bootleg booze. Virtual delivery. The next American epidemic. All that and beer right here on WDKS.
All right, how'd you like those headlines? Well, if you didn't, who gives a fuck? It's episode 7, and we're going to go. You guys ready?
Ready.
I'm here.
All right, who exactly is here? This person across from me is a beautiful lady, and her name is?
My name is River. You can follow me on Instagram at river.j.weeks.
And this man to my right is?
That would be at officialpodmanread on Instagram, at officialpodmanread on Untappd, readquals.
Read Quals. I am your host, Kyle Weeks. You can find me on Twitter at Kyle J. Weeks. Real original, I know. Thanks for joining us here at WDKS, your one-stop shop for news and all sorts of tomfuckery. I just hit my mic a billion times. But that's okay. We got some news right before we get going, and it is Rivers Headlines and News Day, as you already know.
It is.
We have a Twitter now. You can follow us on Twitter at WDKSPod, and you should follow us on Twitter because we're probably going to give away some stuff on the Twitter. So, yeah, follow the Twitter, and we're going to do a whole bunch of cool shit. We also have a Discord now. You can find a link to join the Discord on the Twitter. It's a big old circular motion. That was fucked up.
Circular.
It's a big old circular reasoning. Follow the Twitter to get access to the Discord. That's where you're going to find us most active during the week, talking about all sorts of shit. And without further ado, it's time for some fucking news.
Woo! Let's get started. For those of you who don't know, Mike Lindell is Kyle's favorite TV personality.
Fuck, I love Mike Lindell.
The MyPillow guy, right?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow.
We make all our pillows right here at our Milwaukee factory.
that Mike Lindell, right?
Yep, that okay. Mike Lindell. Kyle,
yeah.
I'd like you to take a moment and tell our audience who Mike Lindell is and what he means to you.
Mike Lindell is the inventor of MyPillow. He's the greatest American success story this side of the Mississippi. And to me, he means the world. He is my light. He is my life. Till death do us part, Mike Lindell. You my hero.
Well, I hate to break it to you, Kyle, but Mike might be in some trouble.
Oh, fuck. What did he do?
Mike, what the fuck did you do, Mike?
The Jordan Police Department said officers were called to check on the welfare of an adult male who was wearing no coat outside in the cold. Police officers arrived and realized it was the famous Mike Lindell. You're probably asking yourself, did he have a mental break? Is Mike okay? Why would he be standing outside on a cold Minnesota day? This makes no sense. Kyle, I ask, as someone well-versed in Mike Lindell, what has gotten into him?
You don't know. It just doesn't seem like him, you know? Was he grasping his MyPillow, though? That's the real question.
He was doing research for a new product.
Hi, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of my jacket.
You actually are onto something, Kyle.
Oh, yeah?
Sorry to get you all riled up, but it turns out Mike is safe and sound.
Oh, thank God.
Once officers arrived on the scene, they discovered a cardboard cutout that looked pretty realistic of Mike Lindell clutching his MyPillow.
No way.
Yes way.
Hi, I'm a cardboard cutout of Mike Lindell.
And this is my pillow.
What the hell?
Why would somebody do that?
Somebody was really concerned that there were a crazy man because the cardboard cutout is of Mike Lindell, like smiling pretty manically, really like tightly clutching his my pillow. So they were like terrified that there's this crazy ass man outside in the fucking cold Minnesota winter clutching a pillow.
That's incredible. That's incredible for two counts because A, Mike Lindell's just everywhere, and B, that's a really realistic cardboard cutout. I would have loved to be the person like looking through their curtains like, is that guy wearing no coat? He's just standing there. Bill,
Bill, get over here and look at this guy.
He's just standing there with no coat on.
I have never seen a cardboard cutout with that type of printing depth to it to where it looks that real. Have you? Like every cardboard cutout, no matter how far away it is or how dark it is, you can tell it's kind of just like this this 2D, like,
yeah,
piece of paper. Like,
I think it was from a distance. From a distance, and I think maybe it was, like, snowing or something. They just thought it was a real person standing out there in the freezing cold.
That's intense, dude.
Can you imagine being that officer? Sir, sir, are you... Oh, son of a bitch.
It's our
fucking
time.
Cardboard cutout.
Oh, my gosh.
Dispatch, yeah, what address called this in? Because I need to open up the door and slap the dog shit out of them. They're fucking retarded. This is a cardboard cutout.
They're wasting my motherfucking time.
The big question is, did Mike Lindell make a statement on this issue?
He tweeted the article with a laughing emoji.
At least he's got a sense of humor. That's why I love him.
I want to know where you get a Mike Lindell cardboard cutout.
Anywhere. I'm sure you can get one on eBay, but I know what I'm getting Kyle for his birthday.
Yeah, you freaking better, dude.
That is awesome.
I'm going to put him in our window looking out at our neighbors.
Did you guys know that Mike Lindell not only is the inventor of MyPillow, but he has now gotten into sheets?
Oh, fuck.
I'm excited for that.
So now you can have a Mike Lindell pillow, sheets. He's a comforter away from having us fully covered. The only thing he can do beyond that is start selling us personal cuddle sessions with Mike Lindell himself.
Oh, my God. Kyle needs that.
Okay, I'm about to cry because, A, that would be my dream come true, Mike Lindell cuddle sessions. If he could grip me half as lovingly and half as lustfully as he grips those pillows, then I would ejaculate for days.
For days.
Second, I just looked it up because I was curious how you can get your hands on a Mike Lindell cardboard cutout. Do you want to fucking know?
Yes.
Because it's bringing tears to my eyes. On MyPillow.com, you can buy them for fucking
how much?
$40.
What? Oh, we're in.
You can
oh
buy
my
a
gosh.
Fucking cutout for
that's the
$40.
Exact one. That's the exact one that
oh,
people
we
were
are
calling
so
about.
In.
I can't help my giddiness, my joy. I am ecstatic. I'm gonna order one today.
Kyle really seriously looks like he's
he loves Mike Lindell.
I love the guy too.
I'm not kidding. Once I saw this story, there's no possible way I wasn't going to bring it to the WDKS table because Kyle has a true passion for Mike Lindell.
So did we find the cardboard cutout bandit that put this up to freak his neighbors out?
It doesn't say in the article who the culprit was or if they did it as a practical joke, but I would love to look out my front window and see Mike Lindell smiling with his pillow every morning.
I'm buying one, and it's going in the WDKS studio here. It's going to go right in the corner behind
where
I sit.
It's
going to
scare the living fuck out of me in the middle of the night.
Mike Lindell's going to be behind Kyle every time we record, hugging a pillow, just grinning at Kyle like, yeah, you record that podcast.
Oh, yeah.
It's so hard. It's so hard for me not to buy one right now.
$40 is a bargain.
I wonder if you can get one with like voice, motion activated voice command.
No, what you could do is you could just get one of those little push button recorders like that you buy at like Build-A-Bear or like Inside
Perfect.
The Cards. And then just on TV, just hit record on it when he's screaming at you on one of his commercials and then just stick that to the back
no,
of it.
No, I have a better idea. Stick an Alexa to Mike Lindell and change the voice.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Mike Lindell, change it from Alexa to Mike Lindell. What's the weather like today?
Can you imagine if that was a real thing, though? If you could get like some kind of mod that spliced together Mike Lindell's voice for an Alexa?
I feel like it's possible.
He'd be like, the weather outside today is 45 degrees.
He'd always be screaming.
Made in my own factory. I love Mike Lindell. I can't get over it.
So we need an Alexa, and we also need like Google Maps to get Mike Lindell to do some directional voicing. You know, like Tom for a while there had Eric Cartman being Butthead.
Yeah, you could pretty much get anyone. SpongeBob, which would be annoying as hell after a while.
Now I want Mike Lindell to tell me where I'm going.
Yeah, definitely. I want him to scream at me what direction is Walmart.
But I feel like that'd be
That would be great, but it would probably also be non-functional because I feel like there would just override itself every time and direct you to the nearest MyPillow factory.
Yeah, like it'd be some marketing shit.
No, not retailer. It's got to be that factory that he makes all the pillows in.
All right. Moving on from something soft to something spicy.
Nice.
All right.
She's getting there. She's moving up.
I'm trying. For this next story, I have a question for you, Reed. Reed, what do you think of people that give bad tips?
I don't know.
I know you're a big tipper, so I feel like you might have a strong opinion.
Well, I'm not like flexing on people I'm taking to dinner or lunch type of tipper. Like I'm a solid 20-25 percenter.
Right.
And that's good or bad service.
Weird flex, but okay.
I just do that because I know what it's like on the other side, and it isn't fun. So across the board, I mean, you have to be a complete piece of shit for me to do, and even my lowest would be 15%. So anybody that bad tips, no, I don't like you. Just tip them the 20-25%. Just fucking do it. Stop nitpicking and trying to save your money.
Why is he staring at me right in the depths of my soul as he does all this?
Okay. Before there's an argument, I have a follow-up question.
You son of a bitch!
Fuck you!
Should bad tippers be punished? And if so, how?
Come.
What? Can you elaborate on that one?
Nope.
I don't know, on your dessert. Like, a little glaze.
Okay, all right.
A little swimming glaze.
Well.
No, not that bad. Not that bad.
Well, Howard Matthew Webb agrees with you in some way, one way or another. He has the same idea. Howard was a delivery driver for one of the increasingly popular food delivery services and received an 89-cent tip. He was pretty fucking pissed. So pissed that he allegedly put his testicles into a cup of salsa while saying, oh, it feels good. And, of course, he recorded it. I'd like to think this is his way of testing the spiciness of his favorite food items. But, unfortunately or fortunately, the law disagrees. Howard was charged with adulteration of food, liquid, or pharmaceuticals and faces up to 15 years in prison and a fine up to $10,000.
Holy shit. All for plopping your boys into some sauce.
I mean, in defense, I don't know if that guy's got some kind of transmittable disease that he just gave to me because he plopped his testicles in my salsa.
I guess don't give an 80. I mean, you shouldn't go this far, but don't give an 80 cent tip. Like
89 cents.
It's like under a dollar. I understand that certain orders you get, 20% is going to be like $1.20 or something like that. Just bump it up a little bit. Give them some love.
Well, I don't know.
But you shouldn't go as far as plopping your boys into some sauce.
Yeah. Needless to say, he was fired. And he might be going to prison for 15 years.
Oh. Can you just imagine?
Stop recording everything, guys. Like, he could have just done that, and it would have been just fun for him, you know? Fun for him. I'm not saying that he should go do it, but I'm just saying, like, if he wouldn't have recorded it or told people about it,
no one would have ever known.
It would have just been nice little revenge on him, and he could have slept well that night knowing that he stuck his little boys in some salsa. But no, he had to record it, and he probably posted it somewhere and probably was like, ha, look at these fuckers. Of course, in today's world, you're going to get fucking fined or jail time for that.
I think probably one of the main reasons he did it was to post it and somehow thought he wasn't going to get caught for that.
Which is crazy. That just blows my fucking mind.
With all the stuff that people have recorded at fast food joints or delivery places or whatever, and it's gone viral and they've gotten in legal trouble, who would do that?
Like when Domino's employees were caught putting fucking boogers in people's pizzas. Oh my gosh.
Or when the Taco Bell employee was caught urinating in some drinks. Like, so fuck that.
You've got to be next level mentally ill to dip your balls in someone's salsa.
Bad tip or no, that's just a next level. Like, that's you. If someone gives you a bad tip, you just go on Twitter and say, someone gave me a bad tip. Tip your people.
Reed says, come on them. So,
anybody made you that mad to where you could do something like that? Like, honestly, like,
no.
I've been pretty fucking pissed in my day. And never have thought about going that far.
Me neither.
I've never wanted to dip my balls in anything except my own ejaculation.
What? That doesn't make...
All right.
Are you saying you're going to come in a cup and then dip your balls in it?
Yes. Yes, I am.
That's very, very, very weird.
I'm sorry. What? Is that why that one day I came home and the whole apartment smelled like cum?
No, I just had a lot of fun that day. I just kind of let it sit on me for a while, like a nice exfoliator.
We're going to have to talk after the podcast.
Okay.
Okay.
River's going to lock up all the cups in the entire apartment. Kyle's going to be walking around going, all I want is something to drink.
I'll be like, sure, motherfucker.
Sure you do.
Have a sign out form for the cups, like a sign out, sign in time.
Yep. No, it's kind of fucked up, though. You definitely shouldn't do that. You should tip well, but you also should not dip your balls in somebody's sauce.
Salsa. Not sauce. Salsa.
If you ask Kyle, you should only dip your balls in your own sauce, apparently.
It's so real fun. Fucking nasty.
Sounds terrible.
Moving on from balls to booze. This story is fucking crazy. For this story, we need to travel to India. Most of India's remote northeast laborers like to relax with a glass of cheap, strong, locally brewed liquor, which most cannot afford the name brand alcohol. So they can't afford, you know, some Captain Morgan, so they gotta go to their local brewer and get some back alley shit.
Yeah, that's because getting anything that's like name brand overseas is, I mean, you gotta be like 1%er as fuck.
For us, locally brewed has a nice ring to it. We all love to try local brews, but for these Indian citizens, it can be extremely dangerous. Indian authorities reportedly say at least 150 people have died, and some 200 people are hospitalized after drinking tainted alcohol in recent days. Some are in critical condition. Even crazier, this is the second mass outbreak of alcohol poisoning in India within 2 weeks. As many as 100 people died from the same thing during a prior incident. That said, the liquor is illegal, but extremely common in this area of India, as most of the residents cannot afford safe name brand alcohol. So next time you're complaining about your local liquor store not having your favorite craft brew, feel lucky you can afford a safe name brand booze of any kind. Isn't that crazy?
Damn, that's like serious. That's like super serial.
150 people dying from tainted alcohol. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, but there's like...
I instantly knew what he was going.
Yeah, but there's like a couple billion of them. So like, I mean, like, I don't know, like... Yeah, it's bad. Like, they can't afford, like, name brand booze, but, like, can't we afford to lose a few of us, whether it's Indians or the Chinese or Americans? Like, just a few every year from stupid shit like this?
I'm
like,
just glad that you said Americans in there. I was like, how deep is this going to go?
Like, there's too much of all of us, so... But coming from a country that's got a few billion, like...
I mean, I guess I can... I'm going to tread lightly because I guess maybe it's the warning label argument, right? That's basically what you're saying. It's the warning label argument. The argument that some people have that we should take the warning labels off stuff because if you don't have mind about yourself to know not to drink fucking acid, then maybe you shouldn't
be here. That.
But I mean, I guess, yeah, maybe.
I just thought it was crazy that bootleg alcohol is so common that 150 people died from it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't know anywhere where I could buy bootleg any alcohol of any kind here.
I do.
So.
I get some right now.
I don't want to go blind or die.
I won't go blind or die.
But now, like, so 150 people in a year it was?
No, like, it was an outbreak. Oh, so it was
an outbreak of it.
Yeah, it all happened almost at the same time.
In a day. So Was it just from one brewery, or was it just like this bad batch that got
They're trying to track
this?
Down where it came from.
They don't even know. Like, wouldn't you start to know, like, with this bootlegging stuff, like, who the good brewers are, and it's like, oh, don't go over there. It's fucking death. That's a death wish, bro.
I don't know. I mean, also at the same time,
or are these
there
brewers,
could be bad batches
I guess,
anywhere.
So these brewers are just, like, they're not marketing, like Indian liquor won't kill you. Like, come and get a shot, and you'll be able to go home and see your children. Like,
it's like cigarettes. Every bottle, the back alley liquor has got like pictures of dead bodies on it. Like, this could happen to you.
I'm just wondering, like, if it's this strong and this deadly, how fucked up it must get you. Like, so fucked up.
Oh, I bet it's a great time.
Oh, I bet you it's like Tripville. Like,
I bet it tastes like gasoline, and
they said that
feels like ecstasy.
The craziest part is that people that were in the hospital after drinking it said that the smell was akin to diesel fuel and still fucking drank it.
Hey, man.
See, that's what that's right there. That's right there is what I'm saying. We didn't need these 150 people on our team. We didn't fucking need them. Like, oh, shit. Like, this smells like fucking diesel fuel.
Let me put it down my gullet.
If we were to put an American spin on that, like, it would probably be something like, oh, shit, bro, this don't taste, it smell like diesel fuel, man. You want to taste some of this, Uncle Daddy?
Uncle Daddy.
It's like, hell, the worse it smells, the better it goes down and fucking gets you fucked up. No, it's like, no, we don't need you on our fucking team. Just take your one-way ticket. Like,
I mean, that's a hard stance to take, but I can understand it. I can definitely understand
it. It's like on fucking bungee cords. We have a natural selection. Do not wrap around fucking neck. No shit, Sherlock. Like, who's fucking going out and wrapping fucking bungee cords around their neck and choking themselves
They're
out?
Like, this'll be fun. Like,
I don't fucking get it. Like,
homegrown bungee jumping.
We don't need these people on our team.
I'm trying to think of, we should look that up. I'm trying to think of like fucking dumbass warning labels.
Like the dumbest ways to die?
We will
or
say
just
that.
Dumbass warning labels.
No, just like dumbass warning labels, like the bungee cord thing. Like, don't wrap around your neck. Like, fuck, of course not.
We'll save that for the second half.
I just can't fucking believe that there's people out there. Just like, they smell this liquor and they're just like, fuck it. Like,
in their defense, a little bit, some of like the mid shelf, especially bourbons, to me, smell terrible, and people love those things.
But
not
diesel
like
fuel.
Diesel fuel.
Well, it depends on who you ask.
Have you ever smelled diesel fuel?
Yeah, it smells great.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Kyle, we might not need you on our team.
I actually do like the smell of gasoline, but I would never drink it.
This is the reason why Kyle is dipping his balls in his own semen. He's huffing too much gas.
There we go.
Well, yeah. Look, we all play
so
a part,
much.
Okay?
We're getting really deep into like some personal shit on Kyle's end. I'm really starting to think we need an intervention.
Look, okay, so we've told the story about me shitting my pants on the podcast, right?
I don't remember.
I'm almost certain that we told the story. But it's like a funny joke that the family has. Like, we tell it all the time to people, right? Remember?
Yes.
Am I wrong in this? I'm not wrong?
No,
okay.
You're not wrong.
So we were at your baby shower yesterday.
Yes.
And we're talking to some people that were there that we sat with. Won't name names, but we were sat with people that we sat with, and we were talking to them, and we made a joke about the diaper pong game, how we should just, like, we're going to make a new game, and we're going to put them on, and whoever shits their pants first is the winner. And I said, well, I would definitely win at that. And I was like, right, babe? And then she just didn't do anything. She was like horrible joke wingman. She just, like, ignored it. And then I was like, right, babe? And then the person that I was talking to, telling this joke to, was like, you sound like you're talking from personal experience. And I was like, I am, right, babe?
I was zoned out.
She's like, what? Are you talking about the time you shit your pants? And I was like, yeah, I'm trying to tell this joke right here. And he goes, wait, you actually did that? And I was like, yeah.
I'm like,
and then
yeah.
Just got way too serious.
I was like, this is way worse now because I had to like literally drag it out of my wife. And he goes, I'm surprised that's a joke you tell people. And I was like, well, normally it's really funny.
I'm also surprised that you continuously force me to tell the story about how you literally shit on our couch.
It's a great story.
He's overly proud about that.
I know.
It's funny.
He's overly proud about that, but then he is so embarrassed that he slipped and fell with a bowl of cereal in the shower. Like, that spectrum doesn't make sense.
Oh, no, I love that story.
Kyle's on the spectrum.
I am the spectrum, guys, okay? I am the spectrum.
So anyways, yeah, I might be taking a super anti-humanitarian view on this, but I don't think we need those 150 people on our team.
All right. Well, moving on. Virtual delivery. I got one for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Guys, I really want to order that Mike Lindell cutout. That's all I've been thinking about.
It's my turn to speak.
No.
Fine. I'll wait.
This episode's going to get real weird if River doesn't keep continuing to do the news.
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Mail carriers are using virtual reality headsets to learn how to avoid being attacked by dogs.
Is this really a thing? Like,
probably.
This isn't some cartoon bullshit that was
Black Mirror or something.
It was like fed into us.
No, it's not. Because there's a string of horrific attacks in Britain in which aggressive pets have bitten off fingers, thumbs, and even a nose, which prompted this whole operation. The new Dog Bite computer, spelled B-Y-T-E.
Because of course it is.
Urges mail carriers to look for signs that a pet is present and not assume the animal is harmless. It also teaches self-defense tactics to help prevent injury and in the event of an attack. Royal Mail, which is the mail service in Britain, has tried the system nearly 750 times since November. No attacks have occurred in more than half of the areas where the units have been tested. Although the number of attacks is decreasing, Royal Mail encourages owners to put their pets inside during mail delivery times.
All right, guys, so we have like this super crazy outbreak of dog attacks, and instead of controlling the dog owners and their pets, we're going to train you on how to avoid these dangerous animals. Everybody cool with that?
I get why they're doing it, though, because you can't force citizens to do things.
Well, like, and I don't know what...
If you want to make it a law, yeah, but you can't just be like, all right, now if your pet's outside, we're going to, like, I don't know, punch it or something.
Well, now, I don't know what the animal control situation is like in Britain. I don't know if they have, like, strong animal laws like a lot of places in the United States. So
this is weird. Like, we're gonna train you guys how to deal with these animals and fuck dealing with the people that are actually owning the animals that are attacking you.
I mean, yeah, because the root of the issue is just bad dog training, bad pet training. Like, you know, train your pets to
or
not.
Or just put your dog
or just
inside.
Put them up.
Because
yeah, it's
your
just like
dog's
bad citizenry.
Your dog's job, one of many, is to, you know, protect its your property. That's why a lot of people get a dog. Not only do people love them as pets and a part of the family, but they have another job, which is to protect the property and alert the owners. So it's the owners that are being irresponsible, that they need to put them back up in the house. So it couldn't be that hard to make law that during certain times, depending on what it would be, the province you live in.
Yeah, like depending on the area.
You need to have your dog inside.
I'm just curious about what the self-defense techniques are.
One of them.
If a dog attacks you, what do you do?
One of them is to take your mail bag and use it as a shield.
Heck yeah.
That'll fucking work.
How about you just kick it in the throat? If a dog is coming at me, dude, I love dogs. I love animals. But if a dog is coming at me and going to attack me, I will kick the shit out of that dog.
Oh, hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
There's no way, dude. There's no, especially like the bigger the dog is, the less likely I'm to put up with it. Like if it's Pippa running at me barking, I'm like, oh, like,
I wouldn't
fucking
punt a little dog. That's awful.
That's what I'm saying. Like if it's Pippa, I'm not gonna be like, oh, you little doggy dog. But if it's like fucking a Great Dane or something, I'm gonna be like, oh, hell no. And I'll just start wailing on it. Like there's no way you're gonna tell me like it was friendly. Like, no, it was foaming at the mouth, it was barking, it was running really fast. I'm not out here posted up to try and die today.
Also, guys, never run from a dog because you're just activating their prey drive and they're going to hunt your ass down. So just a little tip from a dog person. Don't run from a crazy dog.
Just rack fuel off.
If you have one of those. I don't, so I would just punch it.
Kick it. Punch don't it. Put your punch arm it. Down kick there. Because if you go down to punch a dog and then it gets your hand or your arm, then you're going to be like awkwardly leaning down with the dog, you know, your arms in the dog's mouth.
You got a good point.
So I recommend guess my, I guess using my, your legs.
I guess my punch it in the nuts advice a minute ago wasn't very good.
And a lot of dogs don't have nuts. Underneath
for the dog nuts, you know?
Let's just take a moment to realize that once again we are the greatest country in the world because we have people over here wrestling mountain lions to the ground and choking them to death. And Great Britain can't even handle a couple of puppies while they deliver mail.
Let's be clear. They're choking the mountain lion to death with their hands and arms.
And feet.
Yes.
See episode six.
At the same time.
Meanwhile, Great Britain is blocking puppers from attacking them and ripping off their nose and fingers with their mailbag.
Yep.
Just saying, guys.
Yeah, Royal Mail, what's up?
Just saying. And I will say that this probably would not be as much of a problem if the dogs had teeth as bad as their owners. All right.
I also know that mail carriers, at least in our area and probably all over the United States, carry pepper spray, but I could also believe that really? Would not be legal in Great Britain.
No,
I think they carry like animal specific pepper spray.
Can you imagine that? Like, oh fuck, I'm delivering the mail. There's a dog. I've only got my cat repellent on me. Oh no.
I'm pretty sure they're allowed to have anything non-lethal, any non-lethal protection.
But if I was a mailman, then I'd have to chop off my arms because I can't have these guns.
I've never been.
Oh my fucking
I've never
gosh.
Been to the motherland, so.
Well, we're gonna move on after that awful guns joke from Kyle.
Yeah, I tried to.
Everyone
tried to smooth
jokes,
over it,
cool.
But let's continue on.
We have an epidemic in America, you guys. And it's not just Kyle's bad jokes.
Although they are an epidemic.
If you remember in a story previously read on WDKS, late last month, a man was recorded on surveillance video licking at someone's front doorbell.
Yes.
Guys, he's not the first and only doorbell licker.
What?
The first was a man at the beginning of January... spotted in the, licking the doorbell in the same manner. It just wasn't in Florida. It was in Salinas, California. I ask you, what is this epidemic? How do we stop it? And will this continue? It's madness.
Antifreeze.
Homebrewed Indian liquor. That'll take care of all the dummies.
The weird thing about it is this man is shown like holding up like a phone book or something
what?
To the like the doorbell camera, pointing to something in the phone book and then like licking a couple licks and then pulling back and then licking a couple licks and then pulling back. It's very strange, up close and personal.
That's so weird, dude.
It there's got to be something going on with a certain drug that is making people attracted to doorbell cams.
It's in the water. It's the fluoride. You know how I know? Because how can they put fluoride in our water, but not in kids' toothpaste, right? There's got to be fucking with our minds.
Oh, my gosh.
That was a simple question, not a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, that is also a reference to a previous episode.
Huh. So we have more doorbell lickers. I think there's a great way to handle this. You just start coating your doorbell in antifreeze.
I mean, that actually might do it.
Or just like that bitter stuff that's for kids for sucking their thumb.
Oh, so we don't want to kill them?
Oh, wait, that was, you didn't want to, it was non-lethal?
Oh, okay. Sorry, I was thinking
so
not murdering people.
No, because antifreeze, it's sweet and everything, so they would continue to
No, it's
it.
Actually not anymore.
Oh, it isn't?
No.
No.
Oh, so that way you
There's
can't
There's a bittering
kill
agent in it now.
Okay. Well, still. If they're on drugs, they might lick
well,
it.
Still.
They might like the bitterness. They might come back a few times. Maybe after a few licks, you just have a doorbell licker dead in your yard.
Dead as a doorbell.
How
many? Oh my god!
How many licks does it take to get to the living room?
All right, guys. Would you like to see this sexy beast?
Hang on. A one, a two. Fuck it, kick the door in.
Oh my gosh. This guy is also like weirdly, he's not as sensual as the other guy. It's more of like a playful like. All right, let's watch.
There's something on the phone book.
Oh.
Hey, there's something on that phone book. What is that?
Looks like a crack pipe.
Well,
what is he pointing at? He's pointing at several things. All the way down.
I'd like introducing my wife, phone book.
What is he doing?
He looks like the type of guy that would say, "This is my art project. It's a take on humanity."
It's performance
art. He
looks
very dirty.
Yeah.
He's very homeless. Oh!
You turned on.
A couple
on.
Of the shots, like, you can see right down his
right
fucking
up his
throat.
And right up his nose.
Grody. I'm leaving that full unedited in there so you can get our real-time reactions as the video plays.
He is straight up homeless as shit.
And I tell you what, if you want to see the video, we're going to link the video in our Discord under the news channel. Plug for the Discord.
And if you
want
to see us lick a doorbell,
500 followers on Twitter and I'll lick a doorbell.
A random person's
doorbell.
Well,
local podcaster Kyle J. Weeks.
I actually know someone that has a Ring doorbell, so we have a target.
So do I. I know them very well. It's my brother.
That's what I was thinking of.
Doorbell.
Why did you give it up? Why did you give it up? It was
supposed
to be secreted.
I can edit it
out. Edit it out.
Yeah, 500 followers on Twitter, and I'll lick a doorbell. Guys, if you want to see me lick a doorbell, we'll literally post it on our Instagram. If you get 500 followers on Twitter, I will lick a doorbell, post it on Instagram. That's a legit thing. I'll do it.
Four enough.
Four would be enough. Not one. It has to be four.
We have to look four. We have to look four of them.
All right. You got any more?
That's it.
Okay. Hail Mary here, guys. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with selections and the second half. So keep on hanging out. Remember, Twitter, WDCast Pod, Discord is going to be on the Twitter. See you later. Back in a second. Bye. All right, guys, here we are, second half. This is your point to really connect with us. I didn't mention this before we went to break, but if you want to get real deep into the WDCast family, get to know your hosts, get to know the culture that we live in every day, even though we're mainly drunk every day. Just kidding, no, we're not. But if you want to get really connected with that, then you can listen to this second half. We're going to do our selections from here on out in the second half, and then we're just going to riff on stuff. Today we got a great article about some dumbass warning labels that we stumbled upon. But yeah, if you want to hit up the Discord, the Twitter, the second half, those are your places to really connect with the WDKS family. And let's just jump right into the selections. We're going to start today with River.J.Weeks on Instagram.
Here I am. I am drinking Pedal to the Kettle. It is a brew from Upland Brewing Company in good old Bloomington, Indiana, the Midwestern area. It's all local, technically, Indiana. It is a sour ale, a 6% ABV, a little bitty, 5 IBU.
5 IBU?
Yes, 5.
I can't believe that's even ranked.
Holy shit.
And it is described as sour, tart, light, fruity, and floral. So I'm going to slippity slurp it and see what I think.
I've had this before, and compared to her sour ale last week, this one, shockingly, not as sour.
It's pretty smooth. It a lot.
Well, with a 5 ABV, or fuck ABV, it's a 5 IBU. I mean, I hope so.
Well, you know what? I love it, and Jennifer S. is a bitch. She said.
We should do that. We should just find the worst reviews on Untappd and refute them based on our opinion of the beer.
This bitch rated it a 1.25, and she said, did not like this one. It was not good on the palate for me. And this was 4 hours ago. So this is a very recent review. And you know what, Jennifer? I say again, fuck you.
Jennifer, you ignorant slut.
Jennifer, you. Jennifer? I agree with you.
Fuck so, you, Kyle. Fuck you.
No, I'm just kidding. It's better.
I like it for a sour. I didn't realize the first time I had it, I didn't realize it was a sour. So what was your full review on it?
I really like it. I would definitely have this again. I would rate it a... I don't know. Let's rate it right now. Let's check in. I'm going to rate it a 3.75. I like it. I think it's good. It's refreshing. I feel like I always fucking say that.
They're all refreshing.
It's
guys.
Refreshing. To not repeat myself, I do get the floral, but it's not like you're drinking fucking cologne or something.
Cologne.
They describe it as with hints of rose, hibiscus, and strawberry. And I agree. I like it. I get all those flavors. I like hibiscus. It's a good flavor. And if you want a sour that's going to introduce you to the genre of beers, then this is a good one because you're not like, ooh, my lips, they sour, they pucker.
I'm just going to say, this is going to be the last time that we're going to talk about her sour ale today.
Yeah, I'm not going to go on and on and on and on about it.
But I will say that I know I originally made a jokingly agreement with the
ignorant slut.
Jennifer. with fucking Jennifer S.
But I will say it's definitely better than last week's sour for you. I wouldn't drink it, but it immediately does not want to make me throw up. So.
Well, I wouldn't drink your cum cups, so.
All right.
Reed, what do you got?
All right. What official Podman Reed has is official from Bell's Brewing. It is an IPA, a New England IPA, whatever the fuck that means. It has a 6.4 and an N/A IBU.
What does that stand for?
Not applicable.
Accurate.
Nasty anus.
It's got a nasty anus IBU. It is out of Comstock, Michigan.
Comstock?
Yeah, C-O-M. Stock.
Comstock.
I like how you...
I thought it was pronounced Comstock, Michigan.
I think that'd be C-U-M.
I don't know.
I guess it depends
on
where you're
from. I've always said Comstock.
Okay.
Depends on where you're from, and we're both from the same area, so I guess it depends on how you were born.
Depends on how much diesel fuel you drank.
I've never had anything bad from Bell's. Comstock. I'm a huge fan of Bell's Brewing. And I saw this. I've heard a lot about the official. Decided to buy it yesterday during the baby shower. And I'm happy with it. I think it's a really good beer. I think that everybody that has told me to drink it was spot on. It's smooth. It's got a little bit of that kind of like double dry hopped flavor that they're pushing, but it's not too dry.
Do we have a bad review for this one?
I'll have to scroll down. I'm still new to Untappd, as everybody knows, so I'll try and find a bad review on it.
They don't know that. Reed has an Untappd now, everyone.
But I like this beer. I gave it a 3.5, and the rating out of 11,000 ratings globally is a 3.8, so I'm about right in there with everybody.
Yeah.
Let's take a look here. Bad reviews. Got a whole lot of fours. Got a whole lot of, hang on. I'm going to do a good one. Zach M., dude, you got to get your shit together because you gave it a 4.75. like, you must have really loved this beer, or you're just, like, not understanding how ratings work. Because because now you have to realize that anything you drink now, if it's a 5, it's not like, oh, shit, like, he rated it a 5. Like, that must be a really good beer. It's like, oh, he only rated, like 0.25 over the Bell's.
And I think what really happened is he just waited to review it and rate it until after he had about 5 of them. So he's like, shit, this is a great beer, guys. Give it a sip.
No, you always have to rate it within the first couple sips. But I really like this beer. And again, Bell's does a phenomenal job. And I think they're doing an officially awesome job with Official.
And Official Podman Reed thinks Official is an officially good job.
Oh, and might I say, I do really enjoy the artwork on the can. I think it's very...
It's classy. Yeah,
it's classic. It looks very classic. Kind
it's
of
a very
1950s.
Classic, classy type of...
It's a classically classy, officially official Podman Reed favorite.
I'm going to take another drink of this Official. Official Podman Reed is going to take another... Official drink.
All right, that's enough of that. That's enough of that. Kyle, what the fuck are you drinking?
I got something brand new. It's, let's see here. I put the can down because I poured mine in a glass. I have a classic Pilsner by the Devil's Trumpet Brewing Co. Their tagline is Ales for the Divine.
Ooh.
They are from Maryville, Indiana. And I've never heard of this brewer before. Never had this beer before. There's very little information for it on Untappd. I actually don't know the ABV or the IBU for this. So we're going to go in blind here. The smell's all right. It's an unfiltered Pilsner. So I poured it in a glass to make sure that I wasn't going to be drinking some barley stalks or something. So let's see what I got.
I wasn't hot on the smell, but how's it taste? Oh, he's taking a second.
He's looking unsure.
Evaluating.
Sour.
Really?
Sour?
But, all right.
But good. All right. I mean, I dig it, but it's definitely got sour notes that I didn't expect.
Ooh.
Like,
yeah.
That's unpleasant, or not unpleasantly. It's surprisingly, unexpectedly, that's what I was looking for.
Very,
good.
Yeah, very.
No, I don't want to ruin
like
my
a,
good
almost
beer.
Almost like a tingly sour.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of gives you like a Pop Rocks kind of tingle,
yeah,
on your tongue.
A little tickle.
That's good. Let's see. Now, there is a bunch of reviews on Untappd for this, so let's see if we can't find a bad one. The average rating on Untappd is 3.38. I would actually give this, like a 3.75. It's not like amazing, but it's also it pleasantly surprised me. You know? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It just gave me that pleasant surprise.
Especially once you smell it and then you taste it, it definitely is a happy surprise. A happy surprise.
Like
when you get candy from a stranger, you get a happy surprise.
I guess so. I can't find bad reviews on this. Let's see. I can go to everyone. Yeah, I don't know. It's I can't find any bad reviews. Everybody I can see in the feed here is giving it like 3s and 4s. So yeah, a couple people gave it 5s.
So Jennifer, you really are a bitch.
No kidding.
These guys can't even find bad reviews, and you're over here 4 hours ago for freaking railing on Upland Brewing.
Well,
you can
I
go
feel like
pound sand.
And don't ever hate on Upland. Don't ever hate on Upland. Don't ever hate on Bell's.
I really do love Upland.
And like Founders and stuff. Those breweries have never pumped out a bad beer.
I've never had a bad Upland.
The more I drink it.
The more you hate it?
I don't hate it, but the more the taste is rounding out for me.
As it like sits on your tongue and your tongue absorbs a little bit.
I would recommend, I would take 2 or 3 in a row sips of that if you're interested in how that tastes. But it still hits me good. It still hits me well.
I don't want to.
Is it very unique?
You know, this is my first, like I said, it's my first unfiltered Pilsner. And I'm very novel. I'm a very big novice at unfiltered beers. So I'm not sure the change in taste that being unfiltered might bring.
Didn't know.
But, it keeps hitting me well. It hits me well. It's definitely got a unique taste, I think, out of the Pilsners, because I've had quite many Pilsners, as you guys know.
I've never really tasted a difference in unfiltered from filtered.
I don't know.
I've never had an unfiltered before today.
I think you have.
Yeah,
you have, because the one your brother had suggested was unfiltered.
Oh, but that was last year.
So
I don't remember. No, but I'm saying, I don't remember it. Like,
okay, well, you know what? I think that's enough of the beer. We're going to move on to 21 stupid warning labels that will make you feel like a genius. And the warning for this is, warning, do not read this post while unconscious.
This is the kind of dumbass shit you see all the time. I'm like,
ugh. All right. We're going to start right now. Warning label on a wheelbarrow. Not intended for highway use.
What?
Reed almost spit his beer out.
Which means I want everybody to realize this is on a fucking warning label because it happened at one point.
Yeah.
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 That's
and
the
craziest
part. And
there was either a lawsuit or some sort of legal issue that came from somebody using a wheelbarrow on a highway. And then forced them to put that on a warning label.
Yeah.
That is what pisses me off, and that's why I'm saying certain people that do this, that died, we don't need them on our team.
Bye.
Just keep that in mind as we go through all these warning labels, that these actually happened at some point.
All right.
I'm sure some of them are going to be sad because it's like, don't.
Oh, this next one is sad. Warning label on a baby stroller. Remove child before folding.
It's a good thing children are flexible.
Yeah, no shit.
As a dad,
remove child before folding. Definitely remove child before putting into trunk.
As a dad, Reed, have you ever almost forgotten your child before folding your stroller up?
No, I've never gone that far. Only one time when I was in a super hurry did I throw Ryder into the car seat, buckled him but did not tighten it, and then got like 2 seconds into the neighborhood and was like looked back because I always check on him, and mm-hmm. I'm like, oh shit, like I should probably tighten that. Like that's about as far as I've ever gotten,
which is still pretty good because it's like 2 seconds is basically like pulling out of your driveway before you're like, oh shit, I should tighten that up.
Yeah, like, but I've never have I been like, oh shit guys, like that was a long day at the zoo, let me just fold it. Oh fuck, sorry Timmy. Like
Timmy goes, ow.
Warning label on a thermometer. Once used rectally, the thermometer should not be used orally.
All right, wait. What was the temperature of my butt? All right, what's the temperature of my mouth? You never go ass to mouth.
Warning label on Apple's website. Do not eat iPod Shuffle.
Oh my gosh, I fucking hate people.
It's probably the same guy that tried to eat that catfish. He was like, you guys think I do an iPod Shuffle?
This one is stupid. Warning label on a Chipotle truck. Notice, drivers do not carry burritos. I feel like,
this
got to
be like a joke.
Yeah, that's why
it's probably a bit of a joke.
Warning label on a carpenter's electric drill. This product not intended for use as a dental drill. Oh my God. Oh, just like the idea of that.
Have you ever seen the hardcore freaking?
Oh my God.
That's some fucking power. It's like, I need all 32 of my teeth taken out of my mouth right now.
Oh my God.
Like, I have just the tool.
I've got 3 hours and all my teeth are bad. Get me out of here.
Warning label on a takeout coffee cup. Avoid pouring on crotch area.
But what if it gets me off?
What if I like third-degree burns? Warning label on a jet ski. Never use a lit match or open flame to check fuel level. That really happened to someone.
What?
Let's just think about that scenario.
Hang on, guys. I think I'm low on fuel in the truck. Give me a lighter.
Like, oh, my gosh. That is fucking insane.
People are idiots.
People do things without thinking. Warning label on a bottle of dog medication. May cause drowsiness. Use care when operating a car. I like that one a lot. I love that one.
All right, Frodo, you're driving. Daddy's drunk. Wait, you didn't take those pills, did you? Like, what the fuck?
Warning label on a dishwasher. Do not allow children to play in the dishwasher.
Who would?
Our cats try to get in our dishwasher.
When you're in a pinch, you got to get your kid cleaned quick.
Oh, my God. Warning label on a box of rat poison. Warning. Has been found to cause cancer in laboratory mice.
What? Shouldn't it have killed the mice?
I think that's why it's funny.
It's not very good rat poison then. Like, hey, it's going to kill the mice, but it's going to take like 15 to 20 because it's going to take the cancer cells to take over their whole body before they die.
Yeah, they got to germinate.
Okay, this one's going to be good. Warning label on a vanishing ink marker. Should not be used for signing checks or any legal documents.
I never signed that. What are you talking about?
Hey, I don't understand why this pen does not show up.
Oh my gosh.
Warning label on an iron-on shirt pattern. Do not iron on while wearing shirt.
I gotta make sure it's right over the titties.
Oh my gosh.
Do not iron directly on chest.
Oh my gosh. Warning label on a Razor scooter. Warning, this product moves when used.
Fucking way.
Oh my gosh,
which
what
means
the fuck?
Somebody sued Razor.
I got on your scooter and it moved. How fuck you?
How fucking dare you, Razor?
Oh my gosh.
Those wheels
insane.
Work.
I was halfway up Mount Everest, got on your scooter, and I'll be damned it started moving.
Warning label on a hairdryer. Do not use while sleeping. What the fuck?
People do that.
Yeah, actually, I follow a YouTuber, Graveyard Girl. I don't really follow her anymore, but I used to. And she is somebody who finds hairdryers really relaxing. It's kind of like the white noise and the warm air. People do like sleep with them on, and I would never even imagine doing that. It's so fucking dangerous.
Hey, guys, I have a mind-blowing product for you.
I'm listening.
Called a fan.
Oh, right. Shit.
Fucking shocker. You can go to Walmart and get one for like $14.
And you know what? Some of them are heated.
No, and it makes the same sound as a hairdryer without all the danger.
Put a candle behind it, you got warm air.
Fucking 1920s Kyle over here.
Oh,
or 1820s Kyle over here.
Warning label on a package of fireplace logs. Caution, risk of fire.
All right, you know what?
You know
if it gets
what?
Any dumber, I'm leaving. You guys can finish it on your own.
It's about to get dumber. Warning label on a brass fishing hook. Harmful if swallowed.
Oh, can you imagine shitting out a fucking hook?
Well, I have a story about that. I went to go cast a fishing line one day when I was like, I don't know, 12 or something.
Yeah.
And we were out on a boat with the neighborhood kids, and I literally pierced this kid's lip with my fucking fishing hook when I went to cast it. Perfectly right in the lip, like where you'd get a fish.
Damn.
What about that time that you went to cast and you were like probably 7 or 8 when we first moved to the lake, and you whipped back and then hooked Michael's eyebrow, and he's
oh,
like,
"Oh no, it was the eyebrow. It wasn't lip. It was the eyebrow."
I didn't know you guys.
And Michael was like, "My eye,
brow,"
and we're like, "Oh, thank God, River didn't just take his freaking eye out."
That's what it was. You looked me in the eye, brow. There was a long pause between eye and brow, and it was very, very scary. See, I had a false memory. It was the eyebrow.
It's on record, guys. I remembered something from our childhood that River didn't remember correctly.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing. Reed does have a memory of childhood. Wow. Okay. Warning label on a can of pepper spray. May cause eye irritation.
I would hope so.
I can understand that one because people don't understand. A lot of people don't understand that when you use pepper spray, it is not just the person you aimed it at that gets affected.
Oh, yeah.
People don't realize that.
The overspray.
Oh, yeah. Everybody in the area gets affected. So I can understand that one a little bit.
Warning label on a cartridge for a laser printer. Do not eat toner.
Okay, for this next couple, I have a good idea. Just the next couple, maybe it won't be so
funny.
You
want to guess what it is?
Yeah, I want you to say warning label on whatever it is, and then I want Reed and I to guess what the warning label is going to say.
Okay.
Okay, I'm with
warning
that.
Label on a letter opener.
Yeah, I'm like, oh,
should not be used as nail file.
Kyle?
Do not stab yourself in the eye.
Safety goggles recommended.
I was close.
Oh,
I was close.
My gosh.
Ding. 1 point for Kyle.
Now wait.
Warning label on a bar of soap. What's your guess, Reed?
Do not put directly on eyes. Do not swallow.
Okay, Kyle?
That was going to be my guess, is do not eat.
Use like regular soap.
What? All right, so now on the next one, give us the warning but not the product.
Okay, hold on.
Good idea, dude. I like this. I like this game.
All right, here's a warning. Allergy advice. Contains eggs.
That could be almost anything.
What is the product? Keep in mind, this is stupid.
Egg beaters. It's like those fake eggs. No, it's like those fake scrambled eggs that you buy, those pre-scrambled eggs or whatever.
Okay.
I'm going to say the breakfast sandwiches.
It's literally just a carton of eggs.
Oh, my
God. Oh, my God.
I can't even think that.
Right?
Warning, do not insert swab into ear canal.
Q-tip.
Yep. You're right.
Because that was going to be literally.
So what are
guess.
Q-tips for? Why
they're literally not for what we use them for. Did you ever know that? Obviously, you didn't because you just said that. But Q-tips are for makeup. They're literally marketed for, like, you put makeup on with
them.
Well,
and they show them putting them up your nose, too.
Yeah, but they're literally, like, everybody says, don't use Q-tips to clean your ears. That's, like, the worst thing you can do. All it does is pack it in there tighter. But it's like, how else am I going to clean my ears?
Well, you have to go to a professional to clean your fucking ears out?
Kind of, yeah.
And
you go to an ENT.
And call me crazy, I prefer to pick my nose with my own fucking fingers. God bless me with fucking four fingers to pick my nose with.
I got
do it.
8 Q-tips right here, dude.
You don't use your thumbs?
No, not to pick my nose, dude. Fuck that shit.
All right, here's another one. Be careful of bad language, because a partner's feelings is going to be bad. Let's keep manners.
Is that just like a
I literally
company
don't,
policy?
I don't know what that would be.
What is that?
Be careful of bad language, because a partner's feeling is going to be bad. Let's keep manners. I'm leaving certain words out because it'll give it away.
Oh, damn it.
So let me read it
is
with
this
blanks.
Like, is this like a Xbox Live thing or
let
something?
Let me read it with blanks. Be careful of bad language in this blank blank, because a partner's feelings is going to be bad. Let's keep blank manners.
Internet?
No. Reed?
I don't know. That one's throwing me for a loop.
Be careful of bad language in this mobile phone, because a partner's feelings is going to be bad. Let's keep mobile manners.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. That's got to be overseas. That English is so fucking bad.
It's definitely got to be overseas. Safe to use around pets and children, although this is not recommended that either are permitted to drink.
Baby shampoo. Like, no tears, baby shampoo.
Reed?
Like a pesticide?
Toilet.
It's on a toilet?
Yes.
What? Like a Toto toilet?
A toilet warning.
What? They put warnings on those?
Probably in public if they've had an issue.
Keep in mind, ladies, that the warning didn't say, warning, if the toilet seat's up, you're going to fucking fall in. So clearly it's fine to be left up.
All right. I think we had some good laughs with those really stupid warning labels. I think we can go ahead and call it a wrap, guys. What do you think?
All right. Let's do it.
I'm cool with that.
All right. Just a reminder before we head out to hit up the Twitter, WDKSPod, hit up the Instagram, WDKSPod. Hit up the Discord, which you can find a link to join the Discord on the Twitter at WDKSPod. Again, circular reasoning. River, where can we find you on the internet?
You can find me on Instagram at river.j.weeks.
Woo!
And that's pretty much where you can find me. You can find me on Untapped as well at MaintainJane. Reed, where can we find you?
Gosh, damn it, I love that friggin' Untapped name. MaintainJane, that's some shit. Well, if you want to find me on social media, you can hit me up at official Podman Reed on Instagram and Untapped. See what I'm drinking. See what my review is. Maybe you want to try it. Maybe you don't. If you like high IBUs, I'm right there with you. So I might be drinking what you're drinking. So again, at Official Podman Reed, Instagram, Untapped. We'll see you there, Kyle.
All right, you can find me on Twitter at Kyle J. Weeks. You
Boring.
Can also, yeah, I know. You can also find me on Untapped with the same name. You can find me on the Discord for WDKS. I'm going to be active there. I'm going to try and get these jerks to be active there too. But I know for sure I'll be active there. So join the Discord. Join the Discord. Follow the Twitter. Be involved. Be a part of the family. We'll see you guys next week at WDKS. We're going to go smoke cigarettes, drink beer, and get in fights or something like that. I don't know. Let's go. Let's do it.
I'm going to go drink diesel fuel. See you next week.
Podman.